What if your beloved dog remembers you across multiple lifetimes? What if their purpose, their very reason for existence, is intertwined with yours in ways neither of you fully understand? This extraordinary premise forms the heart of A Dog's Purpose, where we follow one dog's soul through four different lives as it gradually discovers why it keeps returning to this world. Through the eyes of a creature who experiences life with unfiltered emotion and sensory richness, we witness a profound exploration of loyalty, resilience, and the mysterious bonds that connect us across time. Life begins in darkness and fear. As a feral puppy named Toby, our protagonist learns harsh survival lessons beneath a highway overpass. His mother tenses when humans approach, a warning these tall creatures represent danger. Yet something draws him toward them, creating conflict between instinct and curiosity. When dog catchers discover their den, Toby experiences genuine human kindness from a white-haired shelter worker. His tail wags involuntarily, a physical sign of emotional breakthrough. At Senora's dog yard, he discovers domestic life, regular meals, clean water, and routine comfort. When his mother and brother escape one night, Toby chooses to remain behind, drawn by the promise of human connection. This fragile piece shatters with the arrival of Spike, an aggressive pit bull who severely injures Toby's leg. The injury proves fatal when authorities raid the yard and deem him unadoptable. In a sterile room with a hissing sound and sweet smell, Toby watches other dogs collapse. As consciousness fades, his thoughts drift to Senora's laugh, a sound that had given his brief life meaning, and his regret at not hearing it one last time. Reborn as a golden retriever puppy with memories intact, our protagonist begins his second life when rescued from a hot pickup truck. 8-year-old Ethan creates an instant magical connection, dropping to his knees as Bailey tumbles into his arms. "Mom, please, can we keep him? I'll take care of him completely," Ethan pleads, blue eyes wide with hope. Their relationship transcends ordinary pet ownership. They develop their own language. Ethan's subtle head tilt means "come here," while Bailey's paw on the knee signals playtime. Their days fill with shared adventures, fetch sessions, swimming in the creek, and quiet moments when Ethan confides his deepest thoughts. Bailey becomes Ethan's steadfast protector, sensing the boy's moods and offering comfort during thunderstorms or tough school days. When Bailey thinks, "I was certain I was her favorite," about Ethan's mother, it reveals his endearing naivete. Yet his understanding that Ethan represents his true purpose demonstrates wisdom about their profound bond, a connection that will echo across lifetimes. The defining moment in Bailey and Ethan's relationship occurs on a snowy night when Bailey returns to find the front door open and gasoline in the air. Todd, a boy who resented Ethan's popularity, has set fire to the bushes. Bailey attacks him, biting his ankle until Todd escapes. While Ethan's parents flee through the back, Ethan becomes trapped upstairs. When he jumps from his window, he gets caught on the frame and falls into burning bushes. Despite his injuries, his first conscious words praise Bailey. "Good dog, Bailey. You caught the flip." The evidence of Bailey's blood on Todd's ankle leads police to identify him as the arsonist. Ethan spends weeks recovering in the hospital and returns home on crutches, carrying a new sadness. His athletic dreams shattered by a permanent limp, Ethan abandons his college prospects. Throughout this darkness, Bailey remains steadfastly by his side, offering unconditional love when Ethan needs it most. Their bond deepens through shared trauma, showing how dogs provide emotional stability during life's most challenging moments, a lesson that echoes through multiple lifetimes. After Bailey dies peacefully surrounded by family, he's reborn as Ellie, a female German Shepherd. Though initially confused by this gender change, he adapts when adopted by Jakob, a police officer who trains him for search and rescue work. Ellie masters the find game, tracking people by scent. Her first real mission, locating an Alzheimer's patient who wandered away, helps her realize her purpose isn't just finding people, but saving them from danger. It was like praying rescue with Ethan, but for real, she reflects. When Jakob is injured, Ellie partners with Maya, a less experienced officer. Together, they locate lost children, hikers, and earthquake victims. Ellie's most heroic act comes when she detects a woman trapped in a collapsed building with toxic chemicals. Despite Maya's commands to retreat, Ellie tunnels through the rubble, permanently damaging her sense of smell but saving the woman's life. This life teaches Bailey that his purpose extends beyond companionship to saving lives. Even after his search career ends, Ellie saves a boy named Jeffrey from drowning, proving purpose can transcend physical limitations. In his third life as Bear, Bailey experiences the harsh reality of being an unwanted pet. Purchased impulsively, then abandoned in a neglectful home, he endures severe abuse, chained outdoors with minimal food and shelter. When authorities cite the owner for neglect, Bear is abandoned in a remote area, mockingly told he's free now. Disoriented and dehydrated, Bear follows a river until a powerful memory surfaces. This is the same river where he, as Bailey, had walked with young Ethan years ago. This recognition ignites a profound purpose: find Ethan. Surviving as a stray, Bear develops strategic routines, scavenging from restaurant dumpsters at night and sheltering in a hollow tree trunk. A breakthrough occurs at the dog park where he detects Hannah's scent on a yellow dog named Carly, a sign his beloved boy must be nearby. Following this vital clue with tracking skills from his life as police dog Ellie, Bear perseveres until reaching the farm, where he discovers an elderly man watching television, Ethan himself, now in his 70s. When Bear, now renamed Buddy, finally finds Ethan, the elderly man takes him in without initially recognizing him. Buddy, however, recognizes Ethan's scent instantly, despite his physical changes. Ethan lives alone in sadness, confiding to Buddy, "I never thought my life would turn out this way, all by myself." Buddy realizes his purpose isn't just to find, but to save Ethan from loneliness by reuniting him with Hannah. At the dog park where he'd smelled Hannah's scent, Buddy waits until she retrieves him and recognizes his collar as Ethan Montgomery's, her first boyfriend. Their reunion transforms the farm into a vibrant home. One spring day, Ethan becomes dizzy and lies down. When he awakens, he calls Buddy Bailey, somehow recognizing his original identity. Buddy brings him the flip, and Ethan tosses it outside one last time. When Buddy returns, Ethan has worsened. As Ethan whispers, "I will miss you, Doodle Dog," Buddy stays loyally by his side until the end, having fulfilled his purpose across multiple lifetimes. Perhaps this is the ultimate lesson. Our purpose reveals itself through love given and received, sometimes requiring more than one life to complete the circle.